Well, looks like we've got some baseball series to talk about here. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Wow, big win by the Dodgers last night, and the Red Sox, once again in a Game 3, come up big.
I don't know how big they came up, but Houston bed last night.
You can't say that word on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Poop the bed.
Okay,
I apologize.
Thanks. Even though they did, you can't say that word on the air.
I didn't know. I'm too used to listening to Sirius Radio. Keuchel pitched pretty bad, for only giving up four hits, and was saved by two outfield plays. The outfielder in left field made a tremendous play up against the wall, climbing the wall. That was Kemp, and just made a huge play with the bases loaded. Riddick made another big play in right field with a couple of guys on to keep this a 3-2 game going into the eighth inning. And then Ozuna, the reliever they got from Toronto, just absolutely pitched awful. Infield swing and hit. Don't take anything away from him from that. Then he gave up a base hit, and this is with two outs now. Hit two batters in a row, the second one knocking in a run, and then he served up a BP fastball for a grand slam, which the Red Sox did hit. So the Red Sox were given the opportunity by the lousy pitching by Ozuna, took advantage of it and scored five runs in that inning and pulled away to an 8-2 lead. This was a one-run game going into the eighth, and Ozuna just did his best imitation of Dylan Betances that you can do. How do you hit two guys in a row, and how do you hit a guy to push in a run, an insurance run at that point? I don't understand it. Houston had guys on base last night, didn't come through with any big hits. The only guy hitting on the team right now is Altuve and Bregman. Gonzalez and Gurriel especially are just killing the lineup. And Reddick, he's hitting under 100 in the playoffs so far. Unless those three guys come start lighting up their bats, the Astros are going to have a tough time beating the Red Sox. The Red Sox, to their credit, took advantage of the situation, scored the five runs, went up to an 8-2 lead. But they're in trouble with their pitchers because Sale was hospitalized. They don't know if he's going to pitch again in this series. If he doesn't pitch again in this series, it's going to be tough for Red Sox for the Red Sox to win the series. And now going to the Dodgers. Did you hear what that crackhead said, Machado?
Yeah.
I'm not Charlie Hustle. Okay, you're looking for a $30 million a year payday, and you're telling people you're not going to run balls out. And there were some balls in this series that if he ran at 75%, he probably could have beat out. And then did you see the spectacle he did last night?
No, they did not see that.
It was a ground ball, a short, which he was jiggy-jogging down the first base, and the first baseman had his foot on the corner of the bag, and the guy's got a big foot. I mean, when you put it on the corner of the bag, the back of your foot extends onto the bag. He kicked it as he was going over the bag. I don't know what's going through this guy Machado's head. You don't see him because he played in that small, bad market in Baltimore, and now you see him with the Dodgers where they get a lot more exposure. This guy's nuts. If the Yankees even entertain a thought of signing this guy, they should have their head examined. I'm not a hustler, and then he pulls a Bush play like that last night. This guy's crazy. But the Dodgers did beat Milwaukee last night in 13. I'm sure very few people on the East Coast saw it because the game ended at 2:30 in the morning. They beat Milwaukee 2-1 and in a very well-pitched game for both teams.
That was a big win for the Dodgers. That really was. It was a must-win.
It was. Yeah. They go down 3-1, just like tonight's game for Houston is a must-win for them. And with Houston, I got to question what the manager did yesterday. He started Keuchel. Keuchel's been their worst starting pitcher all year. Unless Charlie Morton's hurt, I don't know why he pitched yesterday. So we'll find out what happens today.
Yeah, Keuchel was even bad against the Yankees last year.
Yeah, Keuchel hasn't been good for 2 years. So I don't know what's going on with that. Tonight, Charlie Morton pitches against Porcello, but I think Charlie Morton was the guy to pitch your first game at home last night, and it was pretty good watching this game last night. You had Nolan Ryan sitting in the first row behind the plate, and then behind him, you had Bagwell and Biggio sitting behind him. That's a lot of brass in Houston baseball history right there.
I want to bring up, we diss the NFL a lot. I want to bring up something here. Ralph Wilson, who was former owner, of course, the Buffalo Bills, who passed away, would have been 100 today. Well, listen to this. His foundation made bequests of $100 million to Southeast Michigan. He made another $100 million donation to Western New York, $200 million. And the foundation says that's just the beginning.
For what?
Just giving for public projects, for infrastructure, for education, for, you know, I just think it's a good story that a former owner who made a lot of money in the National Football League is giving it back to areas that need it. I just think
his money, he can do whatever he wants with it.
I just think it's a good story. I mean, you'd like to hear some of the more of the athletes doing that. Even though there are some athletes, there are a lot of athletes that do give back. Don't get me wrong, but that's a nice commitment. Just a nice sports story anyway. There with all the other garbage that goes on with the NFL.
Yeah, it's his money. Like I said, he can do what he wants with it, and he's helping people out. That's a good thing.
All right. Anything else in sports?
Devils won again last night. Another shutout, 3-0. The Devils start the season 4-0. So a nice win for the Devils yesterday against Dallas, and they're playing good hockey. It's early in the season, very early in the season, but you know, like I always say, the games in the beginning of the season mean as much as the end of the year, and it's a lot better to get off to a 4-0 start than a 0-4 start.
They all count towards the final tally.
Yeah, the only thing you could say about it, the Devils haven't played on the road yet. They played all four games at home, which is pretty weird thing, but they've taken advantage of it, and they won all four at home, and still they've only given up four goals a game in four games, and for the math geniuses out there, that's one goal a game. You only give up one goal a game, you're going to win quite a few games.
All right. So what's the baseball schedule for today?
Believe it or not, L.A. plays at 5 o'clock. They play at 5 o'clock our time, and the Boston-Houston game is prime time. And that won't start till 8:40.
All right. So there you go.
So that'll be another midnight game tonight.
That's what you watch today. All right, Mike, we'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio. And we apologize for his unbelievably errant slip there.